Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
It was one of the greatest regular season baseball games I have ever seen. It is a good evening to you and IUB at 11:08 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Friday night on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman. Paulie Rosenberg, there on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a three-hour schmooze right up until we turn the page for Tony at 2 on your fan. New York City!
This is New York, the world's largest city. The heart of financial networks that encircle the globe. The largest single concentration of theaters, operas, music halls, and entertainment centers.
Live from New York City!
3-2 from Stroman to Turner, and he walked him. So Stroman left in to start the seventh inning, issues a leadoff walk to the base-stealing Trey Turner, and here comes Mickey Callaway, and now they'll bring the left-hander Wilson into the game.
Yes, this is New York, the mecca for tourists from all over the world. What is it that people most want to see here?
Into the air, deep left. Back for it is Davis. He's at the track. He's near the wall. He leaps and it is gone. A home run for Anthony Rendon.
2-2 to Adams. And the curveball bounces away. Here comes Turner trying to score, and he is in. Great base running by Trey. Turner took off as soon as that ball hit the ground, and he scores on the very short wild pitch to make it 6-3.
Every American has two hometowns. His own and Washington.
A little the lefty sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep to left. Down the line. Gone if it's fair. It is a home run. Home run. This game is tied. Todd Frazier takes Doolittle deep.
The nation's capital is a reminder of the history we share in common and the men whose dreams made a great nation.
And he drives one. Deep right field. Beckles. It's over his head. And the Mets win the ball. Michael Conforto with his first career walk-off hit, and the Mets pull it out of the bottom of the ninth, 7-6.
Yes, this is New York, the world's largest, most exciting city. You know, you just can't find a better background for a family group picture than the skyline of New York City.
I am sitting here, and I am saying to myself how lucky I am, how blessed I am to be sitting here as a first responder, if you will, after a baseball game that we have just seen. And it has to be one of the more memorable baseball games you will ever see in your lifetime, period. And there's one thing I'd like to say, won't take long. And then we'll eventually, of course, get to your calls. It is good to be king. How, after this game, and you know, and this isn't going to make any sense, but let me just get this out, and then we'll get through this monologue and then get right away to your telephone calls. In a way, and I know this is going to sound very strange, on the night the New York Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 1994, I also had an overwhelming feeling, almost stunned. I didn't think they were going to pull this out. How can you not believe? How can you not? How can you not have hope? How can you not think miracle over mirage? Now, those old enough are going to remember that there were certainly, without question, of course, memorable regular season games in 1969. There were, of course, memorable regular season games in 1973. There were, of course, memorable regular season games in 1986. And for many, maybe right at the very top, Mike Piazza after 9/11, bringing tears of joy after so much sorrow. Tonight, one of the most memorable baseball games ever that you will see in your lifetime by the New York Metropolitans, who have been saying since the All-Star break, we believe in ourselves, and you better believe in us or else. Period. They were 0 for 44, I believe I have this right. They were 0 for 44 trailing after 8 innings. Stroman and Strasburg were living up to the hype. Both were getting the outs they needed to get. You were concerned a little bit about the Mets not having a base runner until the top of the 4th inning with the leadoff walk and then the 2 home runs, of course. Both giving up 3 spots and both getting the big outs they needed to get. We had a pitcher's duel. Stroman getting off to the great start. He had struck out 7 of the first 10 he faced. You inhaled. You really had to take a breath and maybe look up to the baseball gods and pray when it became a battle of the bullpens. The Mets bullpen, it has spoken for itself, and in many cases with 4-letter words, F-bombs. The bullpen of Washington, and how about Doolittle? You can make Doolittle one of the heroes tonight for the New York Metropolitans. Did he get anybody out? I don't think so. You were concerned about the top of the 7th inning. I wasn't bothered at all by Stroman starting that top of the 7th inning. Now, yes, he gave the leadoff walk and a lot of tense pitches in this game by him and Strasburg earlier too, although Strasburg went the 7. But here was Stroman and his City Field debut, his New York City debut. You know he was as pumped as can be. And you know the crowd was into it, as can be. If Con Edison was going to have another power failure, I don't think anybody in Queens, certainly in Flushing, was going to feel it. There was so much electricity before the game with everything that was on the line, taking on the Washington Nationals and the New York Mets with their 19-5 since the All-Star break and their winning streak and playing good baseball and turning things around from 40-51. And so I wasn't bothered at all. I thought there was some magic, and okay, you're going to let Stroman, especially with the Metropolitan bullpen, you don't want to go to them too early. So Callaway starts Stroman in the top of the 7th inning, and whoops, the leadoff walk. And he's gone after about 103 pitches and got a well-deserved nice hand. It wasn't a standing ovation, but he was getting enough standing ovation from those behind the dugout. And he pitched well. And tense pitches, clutch pitches, I mean really meaningful, relevant pitches in an August meaningful, relevant game. My issue wasn't with Stroman starting the top of the 7th inning. It was Callaway maybe staying, hey, a little bit too long with Wilson. Wilson comes in to get eaten, and Eaton usually eats up Wilson. He had a good record against him. Well, Wilson strikes him out. The lefty getting the lefty. Then I'm thinking, Callaway, please bring in Gazelman. Bring in Lugo. Let Wilson leave feeling he got the lefty he needed to get out. But he stayed with him a little bit too long, and a wild pitch, another hit, the home run with the Rendon, their best hitter, the lefty facing Rendon, who could hit lefties and righties, but I would have pulled Wilson before he's facing Rendon, and I thought that was going to be a key to this game. And the wild pitch, and we had a couple of stolen bases. It was all hell breaking loose. And then in the top of the ninth inning, Avalon not covering home plate on the short wild pitch, and it was 6-3. And then we saw more miracle than mirage. Then we saw Tom's River forever. And then we saw Conforto going topless back into the locker room, back into the dugout, when it was all said and done. It had to be, and will be, I'm sure, a game to remember, a game you will never forget, one of the greatest in Metropolitan history. Tomorrow, I mean, or the next day, or the day after that, it'll be inserted, now it should be, with Mets Classics on SNY. It is a game you're never going to forget. Just at one of the most exciting regular season games in Metropolitan history.